this is Carrie Peters.
And Stacey Morgenstern.
And welcome to Better Than Ever, a Health Coach Institute podcast.
Where we're here to question how we do life because the normal rules no longer apply. Hello, Better Than Ever podcasters. Hannah Duncan here with Catherine Gagnon. She is a health coach that specializes in energy and vitality, and she's also one of our 10K in 10 weeks finalists. Congratulations, Catherine. Thank you so much for joining us today. How are you?
Oh, good. Thank you so much for having me, Anna. This is really a privilege and an honor.
Well, I am so excited to have you here. And I guess like the burning question that everyone's asking right now is, how much were you able to make in 10 weeks?
Well, in 10 weeks, we still have until Sunday, but so far I made 21K.
Repeat that number.
21. Actually, it's 21.5K.
Oh my goodness.
I just checked again this morning.
Yes. Well, congratulations. How exciting. We just love hearing these stories. So I'm so thrilled to have you here. And we were talking a little bit about this before we started recording, but I would love you to sort of elaborate a little more on what exactly an energy and vitality health coach does and what your specialty is.
Right. So my specialty is energy and vitality. One, you know, I've always been an energetic person, but when I became sick with Lyme's disease, I was so depleted in energy that I just understood so much of its importance. And the way that I see energy, I've put it into a mathematical equation that came to me as an aha moment one morning, is that energy in your body, in your mind, in your spirit is a compilation of how you generate the energy. So with the food, with the movement, the people, whatever, you know, passion you have. So those are all energy generators. How you invest your energy in the projects and the passions and the people that you love so that you have a bigger return on investment, just like money, right? Energy is like money. And you take those two things, you add them together, and then you divide them by the energy leaks, anxiety, fear, shame, big emotions like this, pain, immunity, lack of sleep. I mean, there's so many. So once I had this equation in my mind, I was just like, wow, now when I'm coaching people and they're telling me about their life, they're telling me about their food, their movement, their thoughts, I can see where they're not generating energy from their lifestyle habits. And I can see where they're leaking energy from their thought patterns or fear or anxiety, or even maybe if I suspect that there's something in their immunity, you know, if they have food intolerances or something like that. And I work both sides of the equation with my clients so they get maximum focused, sustained energy, mental clarity, and inner peace, right? Like calming down that anxiety. So you harness that potential, because anxiety is just energy. You harness it into something useful. And I find that my clients, as a result of that, they develop this courage to all of a sudden become who they are, to express their truth, to move their passions, their projects, their dreams forward, to not wait for other people's permission. And they feel free as a result. And that all stems from knowing how to manage the energy, knowing how to create it, invest it, and stop the unnecessary leaks. So that's basically what I do.
I feel like I need you in my life. Well, thank you so much for clarifying that. What's so cool about our students is, you know, so many people have different specialties. Like we all start in a similar place, but then everyone sort of expands on their own personal like expertise or areas that they're passionate in. So I always find it fascinating to see, you know, like what have you created in your own business. And speaking of your business, you are one of our HMBA graduate students. Yep. And you recently entered a little challenge called 10K in 10 weeks. And we would love to learn about what was your business like before you jumped into this challenge and made, what was the number,
21K.
21K, that's what it was.
It was a tiny challenge, right?
just a little bit. That's a fancy goal. Did you originally set your goal to be in the 20s, or were you aiming for 10K?
I was aiming for at least 10K. I had probably set my goal to 15, and I've exceeded that, which is I'm so grateful and still amazed when I look at my numbers and I'm like, wow, this is awesome. Yeah.
That's great. So tell us about, so had you ever made that much in that short amount of time before in your business? What was your business like before officially joining this challenge?
So my business, I've been running my business since June of 2016. And at that time I was still working as a nurse practitioner full time. And as of July 2016, I became very sick with Lyme's disease. My health just went really downward until January. But I kept building my business besides working and being sick. I kept coaching because it gave me so much passion and it nourished me. And then I had to take a leave of absence from my job in January, but I was able to continue coaching and doing conferences. So in February of 2017 was my first sugar talk. Actually, I gave it twice in February. And from that, I made 18K in 6 weeks. It was such a success. Yeah. And that is the success. Yes. That is the success I needed to know that I was able to do this. And I knew that something was off alignment with my nurse practitioner job. So I cried my life for 4 months, but I decided to quit my job in June. And with all the benefits and all the security and all that came with it. And so before the challenge, this is where I was, where I had this huge success in March, April, enrolled actually 9 clients at my price that was, I rose my price just after that sugar talk to $24.97, which was $900 more than my beginner price, which I had about 7 people before I rose that price. And but since, you know, the month of May was really like, I didn't enroll anybody. June, I think I had one or two clients, and July was really kind of stalling. And I was doing videos and I was doing energy videos and things were kind of stalling, and I was starting to stress out because I was thinking, well, was this beginner's luck? Like back in March, like now that I've quit my job, will I be able to make a living out of being a coach? And so in July, it's funny because the 10K in 10 week challenge started in July started July 28. And it started at the same time that I had been questioning myself if I was going to be involved with people suffering from Lyme's disease or not. And I was really hesitant. I was actually very resisting this niche because I was just like, this is such a complex illness. I'm not sure I want to have anything to do with the drama that's associated with it. But then on July 28th or 29th, I was taking a mini vacation and flying my hang glider over the ocean, feeling just so grateful that I was able to fly again, because last winter I was so sick. That 5 minutes of stationary bike and I had to go take a nap. I couldn't even hold my hair blower I don't have much hair, but my hair blower, because my arms were too tired. I lost 17 pounds I was 116 pounds for 5'7", which was so thin and gray.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, I was so sick. I went to hell and back really with this illness. So having my energy back, my mental clarity back, my stamina, my muscles, they grew back. Yeah, they do. They grow back. And being able to enjoy my passions and my just things that make me feel so alive, that's when I decided, okay, I have to help people whose lives are being robbed by Lyme disease. And I kind of jumped both feet in at the same time then the challenge started. And I would say that's when the doors of abundance opened.
Awesome. So I love that you've taken something that you've personally been through and created an entire business around this. And so it took settling in sort of into your specialty, right, for this to pick up for you. Is that what I'm gathering?
Yeah, you know, it's a subspecialty. I still coach people who don't suffer from Lyme disease, but I do both actually, and it's been great to be able to alternate between both people with Lyme disease, people without, because they present with different challenges, and that's the kind of variety that I like. So, yeah,
keeps the job interesting, I'm sure.
Yes.
I feel like I heard just a little bit about this, but you know, what ultimately inspired you to sign up for the 10K in 10 weeks challenge?
So what inspired me is, you know, back in March, the success that I had was, you know, I signed up for HMBA in November 2016. I put that on my credit card, didn't have the money, didn't know how I was going to create that money because I was getting so sick. I didn't know, even know if I was going to be able to work and to earn that money. And that the fact that I had invested like this, I was like, I have to make this happen. So and that's when came my initial success of 18K in 6 weeks. So, you know, that's the thing with success. Sometimes we have an initial success and we're kind of riding the waves and it feels good. And then we kind of sit down on our success and we stall a little bit. So registering for the 10K in 10 weeks, I was like, yeah, that's exactly what I need to jumpstart my my results, especially now that this is my sole income. So HMBA, I started in June. And it's incredible how the new lessons came in at just exactly the moment that I needed them. So when we created our signature system, I mean, I was already using Stacy's program for energy and it works wonders. And I did my own add-ups. But when I went, I thought about developing my Lyme 90-day program. I took this, you know, these steps to create that. And that's what I'm using. And then just before I started the group program for the 90 days, that's when we had the lesson about creating and running groups in HMBA. Oh. So I listened like three times to the training because I really wanted to get ready on the group because I had never coached a group. You know, it's one thing about training and giving information. And I did put some coaching parts to my training program. Like I created action guides for each week. There was so much in that training, but to go and really coach people in a group, that was my first time. So that those lessons in HMBA were at the exact good moment, which was incredible for me.
So then you've said yes to the challenge. You're part of the group. You're doing this. How did you overcome the fears that came up during the challenge and then stay motivated week to week?
So basically it's to really go back to my prior success. It's like, if I've done it once, I can do it forever, right? So I know I can do it. And, you know, my energy videos weren't getting nearly as much engagement as my videos about Lyme. And you know what's funny, Anna, is sometimes I draw oracle cards to have answers. And at the beginning of the challenge, especially when I was not sure about getting involved with people suffering from Lyme, I asked my cards, that's a little woo side of myself, okay, what should I know about helping people with Lyme disease? And the card that I drew is the Harvest of Abundance. And at first I was like, ah, you're kidding me, right? Like I wasn't happy. And then I was like, okay, well, I guess I need to get over my fear that I don't know enough about Lyme, that people are not going to believe I'm an expert in it, that people can't afford a coach because Lyme is so freaking expensive. And that's a reality. I had to overcome the fear of talking, empowering people to take charge of their health and not wait for the doctors or the healthcare system to take charge of that, because that's what I did and that's what saved my own skin. But I needed to get the balls to say that publicly, right? And kind of maybe having people not like me so much for saying such things, especially my past colleagues, doctors and nurses. But it is true that in the healthcare system, at least in Canada, we were not equipped to deal with chronic Lyme syndrome or disease, or you know, we don't have any guidelines.
Yeah. Well, it is one of those diseases that they don't really have an answer to yet. It just, you know, and it's hard to diagnose. I've had very good friends that have been diagnosed with Lyme disease, but it took a long time for them to get that official diagnosis. And by the time they got that, it had already, you know, attacked so much of their body that it made it very difficult to heal. And so for those of us who aren't quite as woo, you're in very good company with the woo factor here. But what does the Abundance of Harvest card mean?
So the abundance, the harvest of abundance is really harvesting the fruit of my efforts, and just having a clear confirmation that this one area was needed a lot of my effort. And, you know, I draw this card back in July, or even I would say even like in June, because I had been resisting that since May. And yeah, like when I started to see the need for information, for empowerment, and I actually created a 4-week training, and I told people, I said, yeah, you know, don't wait for any doctors or healthcare professional or system. There are ways to diagnose Lyme clinically, and I'm giving you all of my shortcuts, all my knowledge, everything that I've read from the expert, everything that's overlapping that I know, and everything that my natural practitioner told me, and that my doctor, I had to go consult a doctor in Massachusetts, told me. And I'm just giving them all the tools to be empowered, because I do believe that knowledge is freedom. And then from that training, I developed a 90-day coaching program, which I call Life Over Lyme, 90 Days of Transformation, that helps people to implement the knowledge that they've been getting from me in that 4 weeks intensive. And also in a group format, there's so much healing going on between people. It's amazing. And that is as important as any antibiotic or antimicrobial that you'll find for Lyme. So this magic that is unfolding is like, it leaves me in awe every time. And the people that have joined my program, and I was just getting, you know, I was getting paid before the program was starting, and I was like, yeah, another one is joining, $9.97, another one, $9.97. It's like, wow, that is really abundance, right? Like I wake up in the morning and I see, congrats, you've been paid, right? Like on my email, and I'm like, wow, this is amazing.
So where are you finding clients?
Well, at first, my success came from doing the Sugar Talk twice. And I enrolled 6 clients at $24.97. That was 2 times the Sugar Talk, which is really efficient. And then I was doing Facebook Lives and videos on my page at least once a week in the spring. And some people, they call me. They literally call me and said, hey, I want to be your customer, right? And for word of mouth has worked as well. But with my Lyme client, I was on Lyme forums, like Facebook groups and stuff, to find answers for myself. And soon I started to see that I was the one helping out so many people that they were, I did one video actually in July. I did one video for our local flying group, paraglider and hang glider group, just so that people know how to protect themselves from Lyme, because we're a very endemic region here. And that video got shared virally, like massively. I think it had like 9,000 views. Because I'm explaining what Lyme is and the co-infections and how you get it and what to do if you get bitten and what to, so I had people massively, that was a French video. So I had people from France, Switzerland, Belgium, and Quebec writing to me individually on Messenger, asking me about, you know, telling me about their symptoms and their diagnoses. And I was just overwhelmed. And I was like, oh my God, what did I create? But then I was like, okay, that's when I saw there was a need. And that's when I created that training. It took me, I probably put 500 hours in that training, including making the opt-in. So it would be easy for people to just opt into the training, pay on PayPal, and then they get on my list, and then I send them the Zoom link. But I ended up doing that 4 weeks training with 25 people from France, Switzerland, and Quebec. And then from this group, 6 of them joined my 90-day transformation program. So For my one-on-one clients, I began at 1597 for the first 7 to 8 clients, right? So that was suggested by Stacy and Carrie, actually 1497, but yeah, I don't know why I went 1597. And then I went to 2497 because I really felt like the transformation I was providing was really, really valuable. And then I went up to 3997 for several clients. But when I came with Lime, I was getting a lot of, oh my gosh, I would love to work with you. I can't afford you because my treatments are so expensive. And I could feel that myself too, because I stopped counting at 25,000, what it cost me. And I'm probably up to 40,000, which is not reimbursable by any insurance or the government or whatever. So wow. I know how Lime is expensive. So when I created that 4 weeks training, I wanted to make it dirt cheap available for anybody to be like their launch pad to get better. So I made it $200 and I had 25 people. So I was still $5,000. But I made a Facebook group and I was in that group answering questions multiple times a day. In retrospect, that was my beta version. For my time and energy, I will charge more. I mean, there's so much value in this that, I mean, I will charge more for this training, but I will keep it at this price for people who want to buy it as an online course afterwards. So it's to really make it available and affordable for people with Lymes. And even then at 200, some people couldn't afford it. But then I was like, yeah, you know, it's Lyme. I know it's expensive, but you got to invest in yourself, right? I'm making that step to meet you there. And I'm asking my clients to meet me there as well. Right. So that was kind of my inner game. It's limiting beliefs, right? It's mm-hmm. about feeling that people can't afford what I have. But I know that people can afford what they truly, truly value. And to me, there's no price to health. And so $200 was my beta version for the Lyme training. And considering the amount of support and answers that my group got from this, I will raise the price. So whenever I think of a price, I kind of go inside of myself. I think about the people that I've been serving. I think about the value that I've been providing and the transformation that my people have been having. And I kind of drop into my heart and I ask for a number. And the first number that pops to mind is the one that I use, which is a little bit woo-woo again, but
you're just trusting your intuition.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And I know, I mean, when my finances were in the drain from Lyme's disease, I still invested last fall. I invested in a high performance coach, which was $6,000 for 3 months US. I didn't know where I was going to get that money, but I did eventually. And that was on top of spending for tests and treatments and supplements and doctors and this and that. So I know that if I've done it, anybody can do it.
What mindset shift did you have to make, if any, to make this possible for you?
Mm. Yeah, it's a lot about, you know, in HMBA, we talk a lot about the inner game and the outer game. So when it comes down to money, it's so much about the inner game. It's the mindset. So, you know, it's going inside and realize the value in the transformation that I provide and rereading my testimonials. And after a client's session, just remembering their words and their ahas and insights and just kind of anchoring that in, sometimes with tapping, you know, like just anchoring that and just, wow, okay, like I'm the instigator of this. And seeing that what I'm offering is not taking anything from anybody, but in fact, it's such a huge gift. I'm bringing them a solution for them to have the health, the energy, and the freedom to be themselves and to, you know, to live the best possible life. That is so priceless because it's something that lasts for a lifetime. And the things that I often tell my clients is once you've seen something, you can't unsee it. Right. So once you've built a blueprint for yourself of what, you know, how you generate maximum energy and health and what steps you took to feel so great, once you've seen that, you know, unless you start having Alzheimer's, you cannot unsee it, right? Which you won't get Alzheimer's if you keep doing the right things, right? So, and knowing that this is something that lasts for life is truly what calms or realigns my mindset in the moments where I have self-doubts.
So do you have any tips for our tribe now that you're basically a rock star and in the health coaching world? Something that they can take away that you want to bestow upon them?
Absolutely. I have a few actually. And the first one is to never underestimate the power of your presence and questions, because you never know what the client will hear, what kind of golden nugget they'll get for them, from themselves. And that's going to be a major aha for them. So stay on their map and just be really, really present. Sometimes I don't know which question to ask. And I just ask them, you know, tell me more about what this means for you, or, you know, when you're saying this, you know, help me understand how you're seeing, like how this manifests for you and how you're seeing it. And then just being present and extracting that wisdom out of them is so powerful. And it's something that a lot of people crave. We don't get that in our normal relationships much in the world, and not in the medical field either. So, and in terms of business, I would say sowing seeds everywhere is a biggie for me. That, you know, I decided that no matter where I go, I'm just being me. I just talk about what I do, and I'm just passionate when I talk about it, and I'm present to whoever I meet. And that's how I create clients anywhere I go. Or I'll be, you know, I just went to the hairdresser, and the lady was there, and then my hairdresser that I see every 6 months. And he said, both of them before I left, they're like, do you have any business cards? I'm like, yeah, I give them business cards, right? The last thing would be to know that whenever somebody says no, no actually means not yet. That the person might not be ready for that transformation. But especially after a discovery session, that session that we learned with Stacey and Carrie is transformational in itself. It will move the client in places that they didn't even expect. So, yeah. I have people calling me back 6 months later and say, hey, now I'm ready, right?
Well, thank you so much. And are you going to be at the live event? Do I get to meet you in person there?
Yes, I will be a day late, though, because I have another conference, another training that finishes just the same day that HCI Live starts. But I will be there for the two last days for sure.
Oh God. Well, we'll take you any day we can get you. I cannot thank you enough for sharing your wisdom and your beautiful tips and your business and your story with us here today. And guys, if you want to learn a little bit more about Catherine and her business, she does have a website and she has a Facebook page. That website is www.yourinnergardenhealthcoach.com/home, and that is for the English version, because if you go to the website without /home, it's in French. Is that correct?
Yes. So I've created my website in both languages. I coach in both languages, French and English. So if you just go on the French website and try to Google Translate, you might get funny things. But if you go on the /home, that's where the English juju is.
Perfect. And then she also has a Facebook page that you can go like and send her some love and tell her you listen to her on the Better Than Ever podcast. And that Facebook page is Catherine Gagnon, Your Inner Garden Health Coach. Guys, like, share her page, send her some love and some light. She is going to see us at the live event. We can't wait to see you there, Catherine. Thank you again so much for joining us today. We have just appreciated this interview and all of that you've given us and given to our community. So thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been such a pleasure, and I really look forward to seeing you in person and everybody else at HCI Live in Dallas and celebrate everybody else's success. Right? Congratulations everybody on their challenges.
Absolutely. And guys, if you haven't, you better get your ticket for HCI Live. Go to www.hcilive.com/Dallas to come hang out with us. Catherine will be there. I'll be there. Carrie and Stacy will be there. The Dream Team will be there. And we really hope to see and meet you there. It is an experience unlike any other. And it's probably my two favorite times every year. So hey, we'll see you there. Thanks again, Catherine.
And thank you.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for tuning in to Better Than Ever, a Health Coach Institute podcast. For more information on our programs, please go to www.healthcoachinstitute.com. Comment and share if you like what you hear.